House will come to order. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Here.
Berger. Berger. Blake.
Here.
Blickery.
Here.
Bonner.
Here.
Botten.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Edmonds. Eklund,
here.
Esquivel,
here.
Freeman,
here.
Gay,
here.
Gingery,
here.
Goggles,
here.
Greer,
here.
Green,
here.
Harshman, Harshman, Harvey, Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Illaway,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Lebno, Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
McComey,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Pedersen,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Simwick,
here.
Stewart,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Vronish, Vronish, Wal, Vronish, Wallace.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
60 present.
Please stand and join the pastor this morning for our morning prayer.
I was just going to make one request before I prayed today, and that is that you might abstain from pork until the session is over.
I didn't.
Hey, I just wanted to show you that pastors have a sense of humor, too. Shall we pray? Loving and caring God, we especially ask that you be with Senator Scott and his family today, that you comfort them, that you nurture them and care for them in this very difficult time that they face. I thank you, Lord, today also as I look and see all of these wonderful volunteer firefighters, people that risk their lives to save others. This is a wonderful experience in this legislature of camaraderie, of people sharing ideas, people sharing thoughts, and people working to come to good conclusions. I thank you that these people can do this. I know at first it's kind of exciting, it's kind of fun to be back and see old friends, but then as the days go on, it becomes more and more work and harder. And so I thank you for this servanthood that these fine people that represent Wyoming bring to this session of the legislature. Everyone that doesn't agree on everything. People come with their own agendas, representing very different situations throughout the state. But they come as a community of people. And I ask that you might remind them that the community takes care of all the people, the haves and the have-nots. Sometimes there have to be special interests or special considerations made for some of the smaller communities. And it doesn't necessarily seem to be that important to some people, but I ask that you send your Holy Spirit into this place and that you continue to guide this session so that what they do might be just, filled with grace, and pleasing in your sight. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Will you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Yesterday, our search and rescue helicopter in Jackson crashed. They were going after a snowmobiler who ended up dying himself, and in particular, a man named Ray Shriver, who was a good friend of mine, good friend of some others in here. He passed away. He was one of the rescuers on the way to rescue, and Ray was just a wonderful man. It's great that people volunteer their time to be search and rescue volunteers, and the other two on the helicopter did survive. A good friend of mine, Ken Johnson's the pilot, and they crashed just south of Togedy. Anyway, I would ask for a moment of silence to remember not only Ray Shriver, but all the people that volunteer at search and rescue throughout the state. Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple announcements. We will do bill introductions this morning, then we will break, do second reading this afternoon so that we can set up the computer equipment to do second reading on the redistricting bill. Also, if you haven't had the fix installed on your computer, print to the House color computer until the fix is installed. Microsoft just supplied the fix for the computer problems today, so print to House color unless you've had the fix installed on your computer.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
I have the high honor and distinct privilege, are those the right words, of introducing our page of the day, my son, Patrick Boyce. If any of you are Packers fans, feel free to ask our page any question you may have about the history of the Packers.
We're at that order of business, Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 15th, 2012 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Kasparik.
I'd like to have you join me in welcoming the doctor of the day, G.L. Smith, from Cheyenne, and the nurse of the day, Mary K. Getter, from the Board of Nursing. Welcome. Chairman McComey.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look around you, you'll see lots of firemen, various other types of people, but mostly firemen. And today they're here because we have three of them up there that have served 50 years of volunteer service as a firefighter. And first I'd like to introduce you to one of them, Danny Loeb from Lander. Danny has been an important member of the Lander Fire Department throughout his career, holding several elected offices, including fire chief, and serving as president of the Wyoming State Firemen's Association. Next, I'd like to introduce you to Gene Dietrich. You've probably all met him if you've been here any length of time. Gene has not only been a dedicated firefighter in the Newcastle community, but also serves the state firefighters as a member of the Wyoming Retirement System's Volunteer Firemen's Pension Fund Board. Very solvent board, I might add. Next is Byron Bennett. Byron. Byron is an active member of the Metiche, in the Metiche community, and has served on several boards in addition to volunteering with the fire department. He currently serves as assistant fire chief and has a firefighter 2 status. Please help me in thanking these gentlemen for joining us in the house today and for their tremendous service to the people of Wyoming.
Thank you for your service to the state of Wyoming and welcome to the House of Representatives. The next order of business is reading introduction and reference of bills. First bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 9. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 9, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to remove any mandatory retirement age for Supreme Court justices or judges of other courts in Wyoming.
Representative Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm pleased to present House Joint Resolution Number 9 and ask for its favorable introduction. This is a resolution for a constitutional amendment. It sailed through this body 2 years ago, and I will be the first to admit that I was one of the 7 no votes in 2010 on this. Obviously, I have certainly changed my mind over the past 2 years. I've talked to a plethora of attorneys and several judges in this state and believe that the loss of institutional knowledge that we'll be facing the next 5 years, it'll be immense under this current restriction. I certainly believe we have many, many competent judges that will remain competent past the age of 70. We all know how many legislators in our branch of government continue to carry the institutional knowledge of this body and make wise decisions past that age point. And I certainly believe we should support that the fine members of our judiciary should do the same. House Joint 9 basically puts this question before the voters of this state of the next election, and I would ask that you let the voters of this state decide. Be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Nicholas.
I would rise in opposition to the bill. First of all, I don't believe it's timely. Number two, it's to have essentially lifetime appointment judges is a it's a wonderful thing, but also it's a double-edged sword. And there, I think that in order to have turnaround in the judiciary and to continue our original constitutional intent at the time, that this isn't the time for this bill. And it was presented and passed last year, so I don't see a reason why we have to do it here in this budgetary session. Thank you.
Any other opposition? Rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, rising in rebuttal, just remind the body that this isn't a lifetime appointment. We currently don't have a lifetime appointment of judges in the state of Wyoming. Each judge stands for retention regularly on the ballot, and so there is still that power with the voters that if a judge stays beyond when they should, the voters have the power to remove them. So please vote in favor of the bill.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Bechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Dillaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Eklund? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Joint Resolution number 9 is introduced and referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 91. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 91, introduced by Representative Patterson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming retirement system.
Representative Patterson.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 91 for favorable introduction, and I will discuss some of the points with it. One is it's important to know who this plan affects and does not. It's anybody inside of the big plan. It does not affect Fireman A, Fireman B, Volunteer Fireman, Law Enforcement, Game Warden, Judicial Retirement, EMT, or Air Guard plan within the big plan. The reason is there are different contribution levels, different benefits set up, and different retirement ages. They need to be brought in different modes, and that reason is because I was advised by LSO to do this. To break it up into multiple plans. The reason why we're bringing this particular piece forward is based on the fact that what we have is an actuarial shortfall, and what we need to do is look at a different way to fund this plan. Currently, you have a book out in front of you, and within it, on the first page, is a book that on page 5 will tell you the actuarial shortfalls of every state. And if you look, you have up to a $2.6 trillion liability moving towards us as a nation. Within our own state, it's about $1.4 billion actuarial shortfall. That is based on a series of pieces that brought us to this conclusion. One is that the performance of the account has not met up with the estimated return of 8%. We've done about 4.6 for 10 years and about, or sorry, 4.3 for 10 years and 3.6 for 5 years. Many people believe that, including the Oracle of Omaha, that number should be closer to 6.5% when you're measuring of what your return should be. When we look at this and we have an 8% return, and if you fall even one half of 1% short of that, you start to get in danger in the next 3 to 5 years. That's how this plan is working. This will only affect new hires hired after July 1st of 2013. It gives plenty of time to get everything in order and also look at the different possibilities for how we can still cover the current moral promise that we have to our current people who are enrolled in the account, because it's important for them to be aware that 9-3-428 subsection A Romanet 1 and 2 says nothing in this article shall be construed to be a guarantee or promise of any kind or contract of binding obligation.
Time. Seeing no opposition. Wait, time out. Representative Villeway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in opposition of this proposal. This is a monumental shift in our retirement plans, and few, if any, people, especially the retirement board and those people that are on the board, have had an adequate time to take a look at this proposal. Now, my learned friend is very good in finance, but trying to push through a monumental shift in a budget session without adequate time to study the entire ramifications of, A, the old plan, what happens to those folks in the old plan, how long they would have to, would they have to put in more money, and what would happen with the new plan, is just too fast, and I would urge you to defeat this measure.
Representative Hirschman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, I appreciate my good friend from Laramie County bringing this to our attention. This is an issue we've been looking at in appropriations the last 2 years. There is a bill that was one vote from a joint appropriations bill coming over from the Senate with many of the fixes. And I think really, if this is an issue that rises to this level that my friend from Laramie County says, we should form a blue ribbon committee and really get after this and study it and take lots of public input, much like we've done with education accountability, did with tax reform 2000, all those huge initiatives. You don't do that in a budget session. Furthermore, I just don't agree with the numbers. I mean, the 1.4 billion contingent liability is a number from, you know, the Americans, I think, from TAC or some other group. They're not the GAO or other groups. I'm not supposed to say the group on the floor, I guess. It's probably closer to a billion. But there is a
time.
You know, you just, thank
30
you.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Retirement Board has received this, and I emailed them the we sent them the original piece. They sent it back, and I made every substantive change that they asked of me to do to make this in the most deliverable way. They've also had an opportunity for them to change the fiscal note, and including an updated one this last Monday. This bill was also one vote away from being approved as a JAC bill. I think we all have a fiduciary responsibility to educate ourselves on this, because this is something serious that affects 35,000 employees within our state and a potential overhanging liability that we'll have to correct with the tax or some other methodology in the future.
Chief Clerk, we'll call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway. Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder. Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
Having failed to be approved by two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 91 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pedersen, go ahead.
Privilege of the floor quickly. Brothers and sisters, save that three-ring notebook because it pertains to three more bills that you can use that information on. So don't pitch it because it will be used for if there are Senate files that come over and other pieces on this. So it's just good information to have.
Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 79. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 79, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation, renewable resources, electricity generation exemption.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And pursuant to Rule 28-2 for timeliness and need, I bring to you House Bill 79 for introduction and urge your favorable consideration. And ladies and gentlemen, the crux of the bill is on page 3 in that top paragraph. We're talking about net rating capacity of not more than 25 kilowatts. This is for off-grid use. These are the small wind turbines and solar panels that you would put on your own home. It's good for diversifying the economy, creating jobs, and it's a great tool for small business. I've shared with many of you some letters from some of those small businesses, and they would really appreciate having that exemption extended to 2017.
Seeing Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is, if this is going to be a tax expenditure like this, and have a fiscal impact, and where is the public benefit that that usually goes with these kind of things? I heard the bringer of the amendment say that there was going to be a expanded business, but we don't have any estimates of what that elasticity might be or what that impact might be. So I'm wondering. I have questions, serious questions about another exemption, I guess.
30-second rebuttal, Representative Esquivel.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, on the back page on the fiscal note, you see what it's done in the past 3.5 years, a little more than that. The revenue hit's been about a little over 25,000 a year, but the number of probably 50,000-plus jobs that it's created, I think, far and abundantly outweighs those. So when we're talking about doing things to diversify our economy and create jobs. We don't have a lot of tools in our toolbox here in Wyoming, and this is one of them.
Chief Clerk, we'll call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 33 aye, 27 no.
Having failed to gain approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 79 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 73, introduced by Representative Stewart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to inter-fund borrowing regarding the school foundation account.
Representative Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 73 for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try and reduce a very complex issue to basically a good common sense issue here. And believe me, I know the intricacies of this bill. Take a serious look at it. Of course, you'll all remember from last year where this came about as a bill where we recognized that there are funding shortfalls in how we distribute money from our school foundation account back to our local districts. To meet cash flow needs, our school foundation account is allowed to participate in interfund borrowing, where they borrow against our common school land fund, and as per statute, are required to pay that money back at 6% interest. Ladies and gentlemen, that interest that is paid then returns back to the school foundation account as interest. What this amounts to, school foundation account is paying itself interest for borrowing. Now, there are many complexities in this, whether or not if by removing the interest requirement, whether there will be lost revenues. I can tell you that this issue does become moot, that when we recognize what we're actually doing only is taking money out of one pocket, putting it in another, and then bringing it back out of that same pocket and putting it back into the initial pocket again. What you will read in the fiscal note, our state treasurer's office has recognized perhaps there is some lost opportunity in this transaction. Again, I can tell you that lost opportunity is not measurable, and if it
Dime.
Is...
Opposition, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My only concern fundamentally is that when you borrow money from a permanent account, I don't care who borrows it, whether it's the foundation account or whether or not we get in trouble on this floor and have to borrow it, there ought to be some interest that's paid. And so that's the struggle that I have with it. I think it's a dangerous trend to begin when we start borrowing from permanent accounts without paying interest.
Mr. Speaker, I'll yield my rebuttal to my good seatmate.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just folks, again, remember, this was a very important bill we passed last year, lots of amendments. we try to eliminate all borrowing. It's basically how funds are distributed through severance and federal mineral royalties, and they're untimely with the school year. And so school districts have to borrow. That's the issue. We fixed this issue, but we kept the 6%. There's much less money being borrowed than there was before. But I think this is one of the last little tweaks to help. If it gets on the floor, I think I'd, you know, try to amend it to a 1% or 2%. But a 6% payback, I think, is too much.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey. Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel. Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Dingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller. Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? McComey.
No.
Okay. The vote is closed. 26 aye, 34 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 73 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 74, introduced by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to early childhood development regarding kindergarten readiness programs.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I introduce House Bill 74 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 74 creates a consensus group of relevant stakeholders which will recommend to the legislature policies and system structures to provide early childhood development opportunities and promote kindergarten readiness for all children. Through this bill, the Department of Workforce Services is authorized to conduct statewide consensus discussions with relevant stakeholders that will focus on comprehensive early childhood development, kindergarten readiness, and early literacy development. Relevant stakeholders include, but aren't limited to, parents, teachers, five state agency, early literacy development faculty, and early childhood state advisory council, and private sector early childhood care providers. The consensus group will address clear and comprehensive guidelines to ensure children enter kindergarten ready to learn. The Department of Workforce Services will begin its work immediately, and a report of recommendations will come to this group or to the Joint Education Committee by October 15th of 2012 so we can consider policy outcomes. We all heard how the five biggest economic development issues in this state are education, 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 and education. And this is one way for us to look at that investment. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this bill, I just don't think we need the government involved in children's lives more than they already are. I think we just need to leave the parents as the ultimate authority in their children's education, especially in their early years. I just feels like we're giving the state more and more control, and I'm wondering, you know, what's next? Is the government going to come pick up our children at the hospital to take over raising them for us?
Rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This consensus group will look at the best practices out there to understand what's being done in our communities and around the nation so that we don't have our head in the sand about this incredibly important, valuable issue. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund. Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Dingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 35 aye, 25 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 74 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 77. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 77, introduced by Representative Connolly.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to charter school average daily.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 77 and urge your favorable consideration. House Bill 77 addresses a concern raised by the charter schools in my district about how ADM is calculated when there is the addition of a new grade level in year four and beyond. The bill simply allows for an October 1st ADM count rather than the previous year ADM count to allocate fund for the charter's academic year. And so I ask for your favorable consideration.
Reading. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Yes.
Peasley. Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Steward,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunish,
aye.
Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 77 is introduced. Referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 80. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 80, introduced by Representative Burkhart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 80 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is a straightforward approach to school accountability and supplements the other accountability legislation. This bill provides schools accountability that is direct, timely, and results-oriented. The bill provides that when a student goes to UW or a community college as a recipient of one of the top two levels of the Hathaway Scholarship and needs remedial classes, the school district from which the student graduated is responsible for reimbursing the cost of the remedial classes. The top two levels of the Hathaway Scholarship are considered our best and brightest. They have the test scores and grades in high school to qualify for the Hathaway, but get to college and find they do not possess the requisite knowledge. In some school districts, as many as two-thirds of their graduating students attending college require remedial classes, and this is unacceptable. It is understandable that some students might need help, but why is it that our best and brightest need that help? This bill provides that school districts own their responsibility, that their best and brightest graduating students have that requisite knowledge to be college-ready. It also has a trickle-down effect of improving the knowledge of those graduating as career-ready, as they would generally be taking the same classes. It encourages the community colleges, UW, and school districts to work together to ensure college readiness. Some school districts already do this on their own. This does not require extra tests or evaluations or similar tools. If you pay a contractor for work and they do it wrong, you expect it to be fixed without cost to you. This does the same thing with our educational system. The money for this comes from the school's block grants, and they can borrow ahead so that there's no shortfall from unexpected costs. If they're concerned about the cost, educate them correctly the first time. Thank you.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just have a question on this. Does this not imply that the sole reason that someone would need a remedial course by, you know, evidently flunking an entrance test, that the school district is entirely the one that's responsible, and there's no responsibility on the part of the student retaining information and stuff like that?
30-second rebuttal.
There is some possibility for that. However, this does push the schools to give the requisite knowledge, see that the students have it before they get to college. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lebno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Patton. Aye to no. Throne. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 27 no.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 80 is indefinitely postponed. Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I get a privilege of the floor?
You may.
Members of the 61st Legislature, if you'd look in the galleries, the west and the north, that would be this year's Youth Challenge class of semesters. I think it's class 13. If they would all please stand and be recognized.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Korberg.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to daycare facilities certification exemption.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 93 and ask this body for their favorable consideration. My fellow colleagues, this bill is a lot about a parent's right to have choices in daycare. Earlier this session, we passed out of here a joint resolution that recognizes the value of those parents' rights, and I noticed on the purple sheet that it has since also been voted out of committee. And it recognizes that the parents first and foremost are the ones responsible to meet the real and constant needs of their children. And that children are best served when parents are making this decision. My colleagues, this bill is about allowing, in my opinion, parents more choices and more options in daycare. It's a simple change currently. If you are watching more than two children, you have to be certified by the state of Wyoming. This bill simply increases that number so that you can watch not more than five. I think it will allow parents more choices. For example, the situation where a daycare provider in their home is watching two minor children from two different families, and the same two families also have two children that are going to school. The way the law is written right now, the daycare provider can watch the two children that aren't going to school during the day, but the daycare provider is in violation of statute if they allow the two school-age children to get off the bus and they watch the school-age children from 3 to 5:30 until the parents can pick up all four of the children. I mean, the statutes are very old in this regard. We have nine different exemptions on the books. One of the most interesting ones is if you have five children.
Sorry.
Thank you. Ask for your consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, I just want you to be clear, having four children and kind of lived this life in my past, but just to be clear what a licensed daycare facility is. Most of them are in homes, and really all it guarantees is that the provider has had some training. They know CPR, first aid, they know about bloodborne pathogens, and then they have regular inspections to make sure there's fire safety issues are taken care of. Stairwells, you know, have guards around them, rails around them, those kind of things. And we've had a lot of these battles in the past, and I think we're in a pretty good place. I just don't hear from people in my community saying, hey, we need to somehow change this. And I think what we've done is some pretty good work over the last decade, and so I don't see the problem here and why we need to mess with this. And parents have a choice. They choose all the time where to go, if to go, what to do, and those kind of things. So I'm going to vote against this and urge you to as well. Thank you.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a call from some daycare providers in southwest Wyoming that just had some concerns about this bill. Are we really providing the quality, the ratios, the cleanliness? Are we able to give suggestions to these daycare providers? As they're monitored twice a year, and the bill is, the cost is $25 a year, and I just a little bit concerned with this. I see what the good chair brought up in presenting the bill, but there were some concerns that I just thought I might bring up. Thank you.
10 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am actually in favor of this bill, and I think the reason that I am...
That's 30 seconds if she's designated you to rebut. Are you so designating?
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Okay, like start over. I'll start the clock
26.
For you.
Thank you.
Representative Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm actually in favor of this bill, and mine is not so much the women that are running a business, but it's moms who have children of their own at home. And they may have one, two, three children of their own and would like to supplement their income a little bit and offer to take in a neighbor's children. And so if they've got one or two at home and some that come home from school. It just simply does not allow that mother to do it. And parents have the right to choose where their children go.
Time. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Gay, aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas, Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Braunisch,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 41 aye, 19 no.
Having received the approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 93 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 95, introduced by Representative Patton.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education, student-to-teacher ratio, weak waiver.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House Bill 95 be accepted for introduction. The current law provides for a waiver for charter schools, but not for exemplary schools. The 16-to-1 teacher-student ratio should be a goal, a good goal. There are times when school districts have no control over how many children and students will enter the system. Those children may not understand our statutes. But if a district has a history of being an exemplary district, they should be granted a waiver just as the others, without any hesitation. The measure is only a backup if other school bills that we have before us should not cover this particular issue. I request your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 ayes.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 95 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 4. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 4, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution expressing disapproval of Michigan's Local Government and School District Fiscal Accountability Act and supporting a referendum for the repeal of that act.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Joint Resolution 4 and ask for your favorable consideration. This particular issue was brought to my attention by the actions of one of our sister states and their governing body. The main thing that I found that we should get involved in this is the action where they make it possible from the executive to send a member from the executive's branch of the government down and actually dissolve communities of duly elected officials along with all of their contractual natures that have been created within this body. You know, I personally don't like sticking our nose in other places and other people's business, but to me this just seems like it's a violation of our fundamental constitutional rights in this country that we all hold so dear. And I think this is a place where we should take a stand and at least show our disapproval to this. And I would hope for your support on this and stand for questions.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft. Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles, Goggles, Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Kasparic, Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlek,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson, Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Braunish,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 11 aye, 49 no.
Having failed to receive 2/3 approval by the elected members, House Joint Resolution 4 is indefinitely postponed. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 8. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution Number 8, introduced by Representative Lockhart.
First reading the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress and the Wyoming governor to designate the fourth Saturday in July as National Day of the Cowboy.
There he is. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution was brought to me in concept by Susan Thomas, the widow of Craig Thomas, and asked, why isn't Wyoming looking at the National Day of the Cowboy? If there's any state in the union that should have this as something in their portfolio, why not Wyoming? So we looked into it, and we found what you find in this literature that was provided you, that this bill, this concept of the National Day of the Cowboy was introduced by Craig Thomas in the years 2005, 2006, 2007. And after he left the Senate, his fellow senators followed that in every year in the United States Senate. It still has not been adopted by the full nation. We're bringing it to Wyoming as one of the states that should have this, and there are a number of states that have already done this. The most recent publication I've seen on this is from Arizona, and it's got Craig Thomas as the cowboy on the front page of their promotion of the National Day of the Cowboy, which they've done in their state. So I urge your support of this bill and stand for any questions. Resolution.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Thronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Joint Resolution number 8, having received the necessary two-thirds, is assigned to number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 10. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Joint Resolution number 10, introduced by Representative Eklund.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution commending to Congress the Federal Communications Commission's efforts to rural call completion problems.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Joint Resolution 10 to introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a resolution to support the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, efforts to resolve poor quality long-distance service in rural areas. I wasn't aware of this until recently because most of my long-distance calls are being made on cell phones. This problem involves landlines. It's only the long-distance service, 800 numbers and faxes. The businesses are unable to complete calls or receive calls. There have been safety and emergency concerns because of the poor service. To small rural phone companies are being blamed for it. It's the long-distance end of it that's the problem, and the parent long-distance carriers are concerned with it as well because it involves subcontractors that they've hired, and it's hard to track them down. Everybody's been kind of powerless to resolve the problem. The FCC has recognized that certain practices by long-distance carriers are causing rural call completion problems that constitute unjust and unreasonable practices in violation of the Communications Act of 1934. The FCC has issued new rules, but we have no way of knowing how quick the action will be taken. This resolution is simply an appeal by the Wyoming State Legislature to Washington to expedite these rules and restore the quality phone service that is necessary to conduct business using rural landlines. I would thank you, and I would wish for your favorable approval.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Joint Resolution 10 is assigned to Agriculture, number 5. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 83. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 83, introduced by the Tribal Relations Program.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to law enforcement, Wind River Reservation enforcement of traffic violations.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I bring you House Bill, I move House Bill 83 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. Speaker, I bring you a bill that's dealing with a unique situation in Fremont and a small portion of Hot Springs County where there is the reservation, the Wind River Reservation. And I have asked my colleague on the Tribal Relations Committee to explain the bill.
Representative Goggles.
Mr. Speaker, pretend, thank you. House Bill 83 is the enforcement of Wyoming traffic laws, Title 31. This is what this bill addresses. It creates 7-109, which is criminal procedure, peace officers. This bill is not intended to alter or limit current authority or jurisdiction of the state of Wyoming or Fremont County. It provides for appropriate limitations to whatever police department officers, BIA, and tribal enforcement officers are qualified professionals and would take additional training under this bill that's necessary to provide as Wyoming peace officers. Our testimony taken by the Select Committee indicates the need to align law enforcement efforts to provide for public safety of all citizens. The committee has heard testimony from the Highway Patrol, the county sheriffs, and have vetted this legislation and have had all their concerns answered. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Opposition, Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not really opposition, but more of a question. Just a couple of concerns. Page 9 line 18 defines Wind River Indian Reservation as that part of the Wind River Indian Reservation that is Indian country, defined by the United States Code given there. And this is, in the past, has been a real contentious issue, exactly what is Indian country. And in many jurisdictions, especially the EPA jurisdiction, it extends 50 miles outward from the Indian reservation, as defined by Indian country. So that takes the border all the way up to Cody and places like that. I don't think that affects this, but I would like to see that part more clearly defined. I know the 1906 treaty, I believe, defined the reservation as that part below the Wind River.
Time. Representative Brown, are you up for opposition? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, just remember this when you vote on this. The real issue is, do you want to give federal BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs agents, jurisdiction over you when you're driving through the Indian reservation?
Representative McCoy, rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. With reference to the last comment by the good gentleman from Albany County, they already have that jurisdiction. They can pull you over, and what happens is when they pull you over, then they have to hold you for a law enforcement officer, either patrol or county sheriff, to come, and then they take over. Establish a probable cause, especially with inebriated drivers.
Time.
This would allow them to not have to wait.
Chief Clerk should call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten. Brechtel. Brown. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Childers. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Edmonds. Eklund. Esquivel. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles. Greer. Green. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Illaway. Yagi. Kasparic. Croker. Crone. Lockhart. Laux. Lubno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Petroff. Korberg. Reeder. Roscoe. Roscoe. Semlich. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Ronish. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 20 aye, 40 no.
Having failed to reach the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 83 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 87. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 87, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to mixed martial arts.
Yeah. Representative Pedersen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 87 and ask for your favorable consideration on the introduction. This bill has been brought to us. I'd like to tell you the most important thing about this bill. This commission gets started, and if it's ever not self-funded, it disappears, and that's written within the bill. That's the most important thing, because we have a couple examples coming up of boards this year that ran out of money and will now be generally funded, so it goes away. The purpose of this bill is that most states have a boxing commission, and that's what lets people get their pro card so that they can have their fights count towards their total pro rating. We do not have that here in this state, and every time we try and bring a boxing commission forward, the local places who just make money by having someone who's like myself at 210 pounds and someone like my desk mate from 56 who's wet at 160 box because they think that they can sell seats by having a big guy fight a little guy. Well, this allows you to have a medical person up front. It opens the books and allows for safety, regulation of weight classes, regulation of gloves, regulation of all these pieces. It's going on the state right now. We should just do a favor for all of our constituents who want their fights to count towards their pro card. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel. Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff. Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Semlich,
no.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
no.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 14 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 87 is assigned to Travel, Committee Number 6. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 64. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 64, introduced by Representative James Wanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Consumer Protection Credit Card Fairness Act.
Representative Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 64 and ask for your considerable favor for introduction. House Bill 64 is a bill that would implement the Credit Card Fairness Act. And in simple terms, it does basically four things. It states that credit card companies shall not charge more than is specifically listed in their contract, and that they must disclose those charges that they are charging. It also states that credit card companies can only charge for the actual sale and not any other things that might be added on, as like sales tax. And this contract will only go into effect for new companies, this would only affect the people that have new contracts after July 1st of 2012. It would not affect any contracts that are currently in effect. So that's what we're trying to do. It's kind of a transparency act so that individual retailers can know exactly what charges are coming up. Thank you.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, just consider this. The banking industry just got saddled with Dodd-Frank, which is one of the most diabolical pieces of legislation ever heaped on top of anybody. And this takes it to another level. Unless we can be convinced that this does something that's not already done in Dodd-Frank, it's redundant, and it is something that the banking industry does not need right now. So I'd urge you to vote against it.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Let me tell you what happens to the small retailers at the moment. When we take a credit card from you guys, we could be charged six or seven different ways, and we don't know which ways they are. You can do the straight swipe. If you happen to take an international card, you get charged a different fee. If you enter it manually, you get charged a different fee. If you enter it manually with an address and a zip code, you get charged a different fee. If you use the old Zip Zap, you get charged a different fee. And all we're asking is a little transparency there. Thank you.
I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi. Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick. Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Ronish,
no.
Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 23 aye, 37 no.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 64 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 76, introduced by Representative Petroff.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to resort liquor licenses.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move introduction of House Bill 76 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill adds to the definition of resort liquor license and adds flexibility to owners of resorts to be able to structure their ownership differently than they currently do. It is not to add additional licenses. And if we have to tweak the language a little bit, I hope you'll give us the opportunity to do so. This bill is not just about ski resorts, but I'll use ski resorts as an example. We have 9 ski resorts in the state of Wyoming. 2 of them are currently closed. 2 of them nearly didn't open this season. 1 of them was closed for half of the last decade. It's no secret that the winter resort business is a precarious business at best, and in this economic climate, where borrowing is more difficult and tourism is less predictable, we need to provide some flexibility in the statutes. The intent of the bill is to allow an additional definition of a resort license so that if a resort qualifies currently under the hotel provision, that they can sever that hotel from the resort and still be able to hold on to their resort liquor license. Them being able to serve alcohol is vital to them remaining competitive, and in many communities there are no additional licenses to give them if they no longer qualify under the current statutes. So I ask for your favorable vote to address this issue. Thank you.
Representative Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand in opposition. The House Bill 76 would rewrite the definition of resort, and with the criteria, it goes from a definition of resort as a destination facility where you can eat, stay, and meet to an expensive building with a restaurant and a big meeting room. And is that what we want the term to mean? How many places in Wyoming, from downtown buildings to museums to art centers, would now be considered into a resort in Wyoming law?
Rebuttal, Representative Petroff, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. On line 3, page 2, it does have a definition of a resort complex, or it says resort complex. Line 10, page 2, it defines recreation facility, and perhaps we need further definition, but again, this is crucial, it is timely, and I hope that you'll give us the opportunity to work on that language. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, shall call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery. Bonner,
aye.
Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer, Green,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic, Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
McComey, 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 would you please clarify your vote?
No.
Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Petroff. Korberg. Reeder. Roscoe. Semlick. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Vronish. Wallace. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Pedersen, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 20 no.
Having received the necessary 2/3 for introduction, House Bill 76 is assigned to corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 85. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 85, introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to governmental studies, government continuity.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 85 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is an act or a bill that is another study and task force. I normally don't like these things, but in light of what's going on in the world today, I think a little bit of effort here would go a long way down the road to possibly helping Wyoming citizens and our constituents avoid some difficult situations. Again, you know, we do it right here in Wyoming. You heard it in the state of the state. We're the number one ranked state. This body here, the body across the hall, the folks downstairs, a judiciary branch, we do it right here in Wyoming. And I think we can make great decisions. So that's what this bill does. Washington is dysfunctional. They haven't had a budget themselves for nearly 3 years. We're $15 trillion in debt officially. I've heard numbers as much as 50 and 60 trillion when you take all the unfunded mandates into consideration. So what I have here is a task force study. It takes two people from this body, two people from the other body, the Attorney General's office, the Department of Oil and Gas Commissioner, the Ag Commissioner, and puts together a little task force for us to look at what potential problems may be coming down the road if the government on a federal level is dysfunctional. Wyoming needs to be set up. And all we're doing is looking at this. They come back to us next December 1st and ask for, you know, maybe give us some recommendations of what we can do to possibly plan for the situation. We see the news in Greece. We see Italy, Spain. You know, is this coming to the U.S.? I hope not. But again, this is a very small appropriation to put a study group together and consider the possibilities. If something like this were to happen. Again, a penny spent here could save dollars later. So I ask for your favorable consideration. At least get it to committee so we can discuss it. Thank you.
Being no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown. Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly, Kraft, Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway, Yagi, Kasparik, Croker, Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stubson, Peters, Throne, Ronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 17 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 85 is assigned to corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 86, introduced by Zwanitzer Dave.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to real estate appraisal regulation.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I would move for introduction of House Bill 86 and ask for your favorable consideration. Basically, this bill is being brought to you by the organization in the state of Wyoming that helps you buy and sell property. It adopts model legislation that's federally required for the regulation of appraisal management companies. We've heard a little bit ago about the Dodd-Frank Act. It's the regulatory reform that was enacted to address the mortgage crisis and the Federal Reserve Interim Final Rules new banking regulations. This is legislation that they have required every state to put in by 2014. 26 states have already adopted this, and we are looking to just bring this to the body. The advantage of this is if we can bring the legislation ahead of time, then hopefully it'll help these organizations to tailor our laws in a proactive manner. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
No.
Lockhart. Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen. Pedersen. Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlich.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Thronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
Patterson.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 28 aye, 32 no.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 86 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 92. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 92, introduced by Representative Kraft.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to emergency telephone services, 9/11 service eligible entities.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 92 and ask for your favorable consideration. My county recently established a joint powers board with the purpose of managing countywide 911 services. And this was done because there's a variety of entities involved and it's a countywide system. Now, before the formation was approved, it was sent to the state's chief legal office for review. They reviewed it, they approved it, all was well. The only problem is that the statute that controls 911 services indicates that tax dollars collected to maintain that system be remitted to the governing body. But when the list of governing bodies is there, joint powers boards aren't listed, even though the statutes creating 911 services make joint powers board services consistent with those. So all we're asking to do is add joint powers boards to the list of defined entities. It would appear that this is assumed because it is consistent with both joint powers board and the 911 statutes, but it's not clearly stated. So that's all this bill is seeking to do, is add joint powers board and clarify this statute.
Seeing no opposition, ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Childers. Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Throne.
Aye.
Frohnish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Childers. Childers. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 ayes, 1 no.
House Bill 92, having received the necessary two-thirds, is assigned to corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 81. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 81, introduced by Sponsor Dave.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle titles, bonds for certificates of title.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I'm going for the trifecta today. I had asked to move House Bill 81 and ask for your favorable vote. It basically just raises the limit from $600 to $2,000 for those folks who cannot find their titles. It allows them to go to a certified appraiser, and as long as that appraiser says it's under that value, then they can obtain a title through the clerk's office and not have to go through all the rigmarole that they normally do. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Frohnish.
Aye.
Wallace. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Pedersen, aye to no. Bird, aye to no. Throne, no to aye. Lubno, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 36 aye, 24 no.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds, the House Bill 81 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 89. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 89, introduced by Representative Lubno.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workplace safety, employer assistance.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I move House Bill 89 and ask for your favorable consideration. Years ago, I guess the only major piece of work that I ever wrote that was published was a textbook on changing safety culture in an industry. And what we found in changing safety culture was that you have to have intrinsic motivation, motivating from the inside rather than forcing it down from the outside to cause a culture change, because culture change comes from within.
Wyoming bears the dubious distinction of being the most dangerous place to work in the nation. What this bill does is it funds five positions for courtesy inspections, not enforcement inspections, but courtesy inspections. Those courtesy inspections are now about 6 months out. It also has grants for those small employers who can't afford the safety equipment or training programs. The funds are taken out of the industrial accident account, not the general fund. This bill adopts the recommendation of the report hired by the state of Wyoming, the epidemiologist who made a report, and it's a clear statement that the Wyoming legislature does indeed care about workplace safety.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Brechtel, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 89 is assigned to Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 90, introduced by Representative Ledbetter.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to natural resources baseline scientific assessments.
Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 89 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill comes to us based upon a recommendation of our good friends in the Beehive State to the southwest. What they have told us is that if you have all of the scientific information in place, then when federal mandates come down, you have the scientific ability to stop those federal mandates because you have the baseline science. What this bill does is allows the governor to go create a defensible record for air quality, surface, water, developments, trails. It assigns data collection. It allows the governor to leverage private funds, and then it puts the data that's gathered in a repository of data available as a public record. There is a $500,000 appropriation to the general fund. It gives the governor the discretion to direct that data gathering and control over the agencies to do it so that it's not a disparate approach from the state of Wyoming. And so I would urge your favorable support.
Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk.
Mr. Speaker, because I am dyslexic and as a point of order, I moved House Bill 89. I meant to move House Bill 90. 89 was the one we just did.
So noted. Go ahead.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Gagy,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno, Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Braunisch.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the elected members, House Bill 90 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 75. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 75, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health. Physicians' orders for life-sustaining treatment.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What this is physicians' orders for life-sustaining treatment. We already have in the statutes what's called Wyoming Advanced Health Care Directive. The problem is most of those are written by lawyers. And what happens is when the person's actually in the hospital, that can be sometimes a lengthy document, especially if somebody is having an emergency situation. And this is for people that are already in the hospital. So what most states have done, and actually all the states that surround us, and if you look back here just for a second, it's just a one-pager, just a page. And it makes it much simpler. That one page goes on the top of their file that they have there at the hospital, and it has big boxes and big letters, and so that the doctor instantly knows what is supposed to happen in that case. This just, I thought we could do it just through rulemaking, but it turns out we have to actually do a bill to do this. So it's essentially taking what we already have in statute, advanced directives, and making it a simplified form of one page. The other problem that we're having is when you transfer to facilities outside of our state, because we're one of the only states that does not have this form in the Intermountain West, it gets confusing. So this would allow us to create that form and form a committee that would determine what would be the best one-page form for our state. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Braunisch,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 75 has been introduced and will be referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 82. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 82, introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to welfare and the personal opportunities regarding public assistance of drug testing.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 82 and ask for your favorable consideration. We've discussed something like this for a long time, finally decided to try to bring a bill and throw it out there and see what happens. It's public assistant drug testing. Those applying for benefits are going to be required to take a drug test. If they fail the drug test, they can't collect benefits for a year. They can reapply after 1 year. We pay for the cost of the drug test if they pass the drug test. If they don't pass, then they paid for it themselves. So, again, it's going to be somewhat controversial, but I ask for your favorable consideration so we can at least get it to committee and open the discussion on this. In a time of decreasing revenues, we really have to think about this, and we should be rewarding or at least limiting the people that aren't behaving responsibly, limit the state benefits that they do get. Thank you. I ask for your favorable vote.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a problem in search of a solution or a solution in search of a problem. Choose your whichever way you want to frame it. Just because they have this conversation on the national level and there's people who think it has merit, I really think that we're above this in the state of Wyoming and it has no merit here. So I would really urge you to vote this down. Thank you.
Rebuttal? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft. Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lebno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
Pedersen,
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 82 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. We're at that order of business. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 50, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbuto, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Nicholas, Peasley, Throne, No, Brechtel, signed Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 41, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Camel, Davison, Eklund, Hunt, Laux, Moniz, Semlek, Zwanitzer, Dan, signed Representative Semlek, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Joint Resolution Number 3, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Gay, Gingrey, Green, Harvey, Miller, Peasley, Reeder, No, Barbuto, Kraft, signed Representative Harvey, Chairman.
Committee announcements. Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet in about 3 minutes, noon, and we'll discuss House Bill 5, Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Associations, House Bill 11, Business Entities Revisions, House Bill 15, Insurance Surplus Lines, and House Bill 16, Insurance Code Revisions.
Jim Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 3, Revenue, will meet Friday, February 17th at 8 a.m. in Room H11 to consider the following bills. House Bill 51, Industrial Siding Impact Payments. House Bill 40, Optional sales, use tax, uses.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, does have a change in the agenda or the program for Friday. We will start at 7 a.m. We will still hear House Bill 28, Environmental Quality Council Executive Secretary, and House Bill 29, Uranium Research Funds Extension, but we will now add House Bill 90, the baseline assessment that just passed a few minutes ago, and we're getting that into the amended agenda. And then last, House Joint Resolution 001, resolution of the support of ANWR Energy Development.
Chairman Corbett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet today, 15 minutes after adjournment this afternoon, room H17. We will hear House Bill 21, exceeding speed limit while passing, House Bill 22, Gold Star license plates, expanded eligibility, and House Bill 46, handicapped parking, space size, and marking.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet Friday, February 7th, upon noon recess, for the consideration of the following bills: House Bill 93, Daycare Facilities Certification Exemptions; House Bill 72, Juvenile Detention Facility Placements; and House Joint Resolution 6, Post Office Closures.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room H10, where we will take up House Bill 87, Mixed Martial Arts.
Chairman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow, Friday, February 17th at 9 o'clock a.m. Don't be early. To consider House Joint Resolution 9, Mandatory Judicial Retirement.
And Rules Committee will meet today, February 16, 2012, upon adjournment in 302 to consider House Bill 31, Obsolete Laws and Proposed Rule Changes. Any re-referrals? Chairman Simlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to re-refer House Bill number 41, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, to Committee number 1, Appropriations.
What was the bill number again? I'm sorry.
Committee number 2, House Bill 41.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 41 is re-referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. House stand in recess until 2 p.m.